This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
All right.
Oh, I was going to start the segment.
No, you're not.
Look at you.
No, you're not.
I'm doing this segment under protest.
Reggie Atitula, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, blah, 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 blah.
Look, I'm putting my name for it.
Here we go. So last night, and this is the question of the day. It's going to be a multi-level conversation, I can promise you that. How would you have closed the deal? Did he close the deal? Because he hasn't said, Figgy. He's neither confirming nor denying. That's being Reggie.
I got sources telling me he was waiting for an autograph after the show.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what type of autograph.
I'm just a fan of the arts, man.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's like her name autograph.
Is it name and number?
And number.
Yeah. All right, so here it is if you're not familiar. Last night, terrific event, a lot of fun, very unique, very creative way to have a Christmas party. We went to the Hobby Center for the Ugly Christmas Sweater Show.
Musical. Yes,
yeah, musical, yeah.
You were
musical.
There. Yeah.
And we were all wearing ugly Christmas sweaters.
By the way, we not going to slide by the fact that Lopez showed up like it was
he did not Christmas
in Hollis.
Sweater on.
He had a Christmas jumpsuit, tracksuit. He looked like Tony Soprano.
The sweater was.
Getting into the spirit of the season.
I'm carrying my own sweater.
Yeah, my man put the taco meat out and everything, which was it was very disconcerting.
Yeah. The women loved it. Anyway.
Which women?
All of them.
One woman.
Yeah, one woman. Actually,
she was with.
And it's not the woman he was with, because she was like, she was rolling her eyes.
Yeah, she was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, she was. So, anywho, I was very proud of my ugly sweater with the zipper on.
No, it was a good look.
All the way down to my navel.
It was a good look if you zipped it up a little bit higher. That's all.
But, so we're everybody's in the Christmas sweater. Audience participation, really cool show, and it was a real briefly here, it was about a company that was going to get bought out or closed or whatever, but they were going to try to save the company by making ugly Christmas sweaters, so they were getting people from the audience up on stage. Sean went up there. Patrick Creighton knocked it out of the park.
PC was good, man.
Nah, he was good.
Patrick Creighton knocked it out of the park when he went up there.
The Penguin.
The Penguin.
Don't stop doing that.
He looked just like the Penguin,
y'all gotta
man.
Let my, stop. That's not a compliment.
So the cast was an older dude, like mid-70s old. Like, he was really good.
He was really good. Like, even off to the side, like, when somebody else going, he was in character the whole time.
Hit all the comedy notes.
And part of the Christmas party, we had a couple of pops before, before the show, so it was nice and loose.
Ain't nothing like open bar, baby.
Yeah, and shout out to Sarah Fraser for picking up that tab. So anyway, Patrick Creighton was up there. They picked Reggie. And in the cast, they had the old dude, they had the main actress who was fantastic, couple of others, and they had the main actresses, the main, you know, person's, quote, daughter.
Yeah.
And then she was probably, what, 25, 26?
That's
somewhere
about
in
right.
there,
yeah,
right?
That's about right, yeah.
So they go up and they do little bits, and they get these guys to walk the runway, et cetera. I'm not going to get into too much detail, but it was cool. She got up with Reggie and just completely went broke script, broke character, like they're doing this thing up there, and he's dressed like a marshmallow and all this other stuff that they put him in, and she just stops. She's, he's so cute, and she's just giggling, and just, he's so cute. And but even the over the course of it, like she would always just kind of gravitate over toward Reggie and all this other stuff, and Reggie was killing it, man.
Well,
he had the dance going, he had the runway walk going.
I think it's worth noting from my perspective and those of us on stage, right? They understand that they are bringing people who are not paid to do this, who are not doing this, so they're. While they're up there, and I don't mean to like kind of take away from the appeal of this, right? Mm-hmm. Like some of the magic of it, I guess, or whatever, the theater, is that they're giving us instructions that whole time, right? Like they're letting us know, hey, this is where you stand, all that.
But
right?
You were so owning it. You did a good job.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Look, I figured, man, first of all, you go to one of those things and you're kind of like, I don't want to get picked. But I'm like, if I do.
Yeah, you got
to
get in.
No need to be a curmudgeon, right? Yeah. Like just go ahead.
Just lean into it.
Yeah.
Especially it's a work thing. You got a whole bunch of people out there. Play it up. At least make it, everybody else enjoy it. So I did. But yeah, like that was some of it of like being around and just kind of, hey, this
it
is
was
what,
fun.
This
it
what
was
you
a
do.
Blast.
This is where you're going.
So after the show, we're all in the lobby like, man. Well, actually, when it happened, Figgy, you were sitting with Janemy.
Yeah.
And she, as it was happening, she leans over to me. She goes, she likes him.
Now, honestly, to be real honest, and I don't think my wife listening right now, but the whole time I seen this girl on stage, I'm like, damn, she hot. Hey, she got a little something working on.
Yeah.
I'm like, dang. And then when it wasn't until she, so it was a little change where she changed it to this sexy Santa suit.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh, yeah, she got it. She got it. And then once she went in the crowd and came back with Reggie, I'm like, oh, he got the clothes to get. Yeah. He got to do it for me. I don't even know if this is his type.
Yeah.
But he got the least clothes to
do
for
it for me.
Do it for me, man. Like, that's the one thing about being married. When you see somebody that's fine, You got to tell the single person to, hey,
go.
Get her.
You
get
go
her.
In a wingman mode just to make it happen?
Just do it to make me happy.
Yeah.
I ain't got no benefit.
I just need the story.
Just do it for me,
I
man.
Just need the story.
Make me proud.
So that was the question in the lobby. Like, everyone was talking about, Reggie, how you going to do this? What are you going to do? I'm like, you got to sit by, like, old Broadway, get in the alley, you know, and wait for the actors to come out.
I sincerely did not think about, like, yo, where is the stage door?
The stage door.
Yeah, I did not think about
and,
that.
And so we're like, honest. So how would you have closed the deal? 713-572-4610. Did he close the deal? Did you close the deal?
Again, I can neither confirm nor deny.
All right, so the question of the day. How would you have handled that, Figgy?
Me personally, I would have waited like after the show, like after they did their little bow on stage. Mm-hmm. I would have went on down there. Hey, congratulations to everyone that I would have shook everybody's hand.
Oh, like at the stage right that moment.
Stage. Wonderful job. Hey, what's your name? Hey, I would love to follow you on
I would have
did something slick like that.
Would you have stalked in a good way? Like you see there's something there and you start going to their Instagram page and their Facebook?
100%. Yes. Yes. I don't know if y'all got that booklet. I ain't get
the playbill. Yeah.
Yeah, I would be like, who is the person that played this girl?
That's another way you could do it. You can find her name.
Yeah. I would have did something like that.
Yeah,
man.
Reggie fumbled.
Yeah, 346. Reggie fumbled hard. Better find her and get that number. Okay,
buddy,
very
man,
good.
She was hype, man. I ain't gonna hold you.
Yeah. So the reason why I could not do what you did, what you said, Figgy, is that immediately after like the show, I mean, we basically as a company had one section that was larger to ourselves. Some of the folks were in another section, but there was a lot of folks in this one section. So, like, once the show was over, like, I had a whole bunch of people big up in me as if I did the show or whatever, right? They were like, oh, man, it was so good. And then, obviously, a lot of people let me know that there's media out there, which is a little disconcerting what happened there, because we weren't supposed to have phones. We were supposed to turn your phones off, all you non-listeners, all you rule breakers at Odyssey Houston. But, a lot of that happened, and then we ended up, so, like, by that time, it was done. We all ended up in the lobby where, by the way, there was a young girl, right? Mm-hmm. And
up front.
Well, I don't know if up front, but there was a young girl out in the lobby that came up to me and she was like, I loved your walk. And I was like, thank you. And I'm like, why do I feel like I performed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Like, why does that be the case?
It was a funny situation that happened, too. So Brandon Scott was there, too. And he got up and went to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. He told me that somebody out there was like, hey, you did a wonderful job on stage.
No.
That's not even the same hair type.
He like, oh, she thought I was ready.
That's not even close.
That is not close.
That's tough.
I'm telling you, I think in this case, It's clear. I mean, it was so clear. She was gaga
and
over Reggie.
And look, to be clear, I don't think she was like maybe thirsty, because it might come across like
she's
desperate.
No, I think it was like, wow.
But I think,
look at this guy.
I think she kind of threw the ball
in your court.
Yeah, she threw it to you.
That's where I was going.
Yeah, so she made it clear. To me, I feel like she made it clear, like, it's some interest right here.
I think that's what I'm saying. Normally, I wouldn't, and I never would, you know, back in the day, be that brave. But I just walk back in there and say, hey, what's up? Yeah.
What you want? What just, you trying to
just,
do, Mom?
Just go right, because it was clear. Just go right. You know,
yeah,
forget the nonsense and the Facebook and the Instagram and all that. Hey, man. You know, that was a lot of fun. What's up? Yeah,
but see, in 2024, you kind of got to be a little slick about it, man. You got
do you?
Yeah, you got to be careful with your approach, my man.
Yeah, some people be a little too flirty.
See, you've been out the game for a little bit, brother.
Yeah,
some people be a little too flirty and don't even realize they're flirty.
Mm-hmm.
And they be like, oh, wait a minute, I'm not interested in you. Wait, hold on. Sexual harassment. They would, you know, you don't want that to happen.
So would you go on to the stage door? Maybe that would be the backup plan. Go to stage door. And first, just sort of strike up a conversation.
Honestly, that's a little bold too, man. Mm-hmm. That's a little bold.
Real bold.
Yeah.
Because also,
I think
about the perception. Like, you are operating from a place where she like
thank her. Hey, thanks. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, but also, hey, man, you walk out the door getting off your job. And all of a sudden, hey, I was at the show earlier. Like that, I feel like that's a little disconcerting.
Yeah, I was about to say. I mean, y'all haven't seen Players Club, but this is a scene in Players Club where the girl was dancing for this older guy,
mm-hmm.
and the dude popped up at her house. Like, wait a minute, I thought you liked me. She was like, wait a minute, no, it ain't nothing like that. And he thought he had a relationship with this girl just because of a couple dances at the club.
Yeah,
so you don't want that type of situation.
Okay,
but I think the best thing Reggie could have did is probably just find her on Instagram and maybe be like, hey, you did a wonderful job up there. And
but you can do that in person at the stage door. It's the same thing.
Pablo on the YouTube said, I would have asked for a picture. That feels like, no?
No.
You don't think
can
so?
I have your picture?
Can I take a picture?
Let's take a picture with her.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, that would have been. I could see that.
281, Reggie doing his best Harden impression with the fumble in the clutch. Okay. Also, it is worth noting, right? This thing ran up right into the Rockets game. So I was like, all right, we need to watch this Rockets game, right? Like, it's an NBA Cup. I got to make sure I do it for the people. But yeah, man, y'all are doing a lot assuming.
What's wrong with you?
Y'all are doing a lot of assuming, right?
Like,
y'all.
Hold on.
What?
He had this great opportunity. Yeah, but the Rockets are starting.
Yeah, man. NBA Cup, baby. This is important basketball. Dude, this means something
said,
to me.
He said, forget these girls, man.
The kids basketball, these days. Baby. The kids these days, I'm
telling
you.
NBA Cup, man.
Yeah, it sounds good, but, you know, I gotta watch the Rockets.
Yeah, man, absolutely.
What the hell are you doing?
being a real hoop lover.
I watched the Rockets and I got home late.
Yeah, and I did
you
too.
You can catch up.
But y'all doing a lot assuming that, like, she liked me or whatever. Like, I have it on good authority that you were cute line is in the script.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
I wish I'd have saved the playbill, because I'd look up her name, see if Reggie's followed her yet.
that's the best way you probably should have did it. Just, you know, found her on social media and be like, hey, you did a great job. Appreciate that.
From the 713, damn the NBA. I want the woman.
That's exactly right.
And for the 346, don't blame the Rockets for that.
Yeah.
Well, I like to think, because I made sure to watch that game, that they got the victory 9-1.
I got to watch basketball.
That's right. That's right. This is real.
I got work to do.
This is yeah. Yeah. Shout out to the Isley Brothers. I got work to do. 100%. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next is go around the NFL. Where is it? Bill Belichick really going to go coach of college? Like, for real? We'll do that next.